5 films into the Conjuring series and we've figured out all its tricks. When the camera pans away and then back again, you can bet your next paycheck that something spooky will have appeared behind a character. The quieter the film gets, the louder the inevitable jump scare will be. And ghostly figures often appear in the middle distance of a shot, and always with ominous music churning on the soundtrack. When I saw the first Conjuring film, I never thought it would have inspired such a needlessly complicated cinematic universe about devilish things that come out at night to torture innocent Catholics. That original movie introduced us to an evil doll called Annabelle, which was spooky enough to get 2 feature prequel spin-offs, and now we have another prequel called The Nun, about a white-faced Mother Superior ghost that came out of a painting and went whooshing down hallways in The Conjuring 2. It proved to be a creepy presence in the small doses we got in that film, but I never once, not even for half a second, wondered, what could the murky origins of that scary nun possibly be? But here we are, and having seen The Nun, I'm still not exactly sure where that stupid nun even came from. The movie is hopelessly boring, hopelessly stupid, and in the end, simply hopeless. The movie begins, as they all have, with text informing us that what we're about to see definitely, totally, honestly occurred in 1952 in a convent nestled in the mountains of Romania. This is where a young nun has hanged herself after witnessing something horrible in the cellar, though she is not the nun of the title. At least I don't think she is. She's just another nun who's now also a ghost. Is she a friend or co-worker of the titular nun? Are they different embodiments of the same demonic spirit, which came oozing out of a crack in the cement that reaches all the way down to the very pits of hell? I'm looking back through my notes, and I'm afraid I didn't write any of this down. Whatever. So weird stuff is happening in this otherwise sleepy Romanian village, and the Vatican decides to send a priest, played by Damien Bashir, who specializes in miracle hunting, his words, not mine, and a fresh-faced novitiate to see what's up. In one of the strangest bits of recent casting, the novitiate is played by Tessa Farmiga, the younger sister of Vera Farmiga, star of the original Conjuring movies. They look so much alike that we sit there waiting to learn how the two characters are related. Maybe this character is a younger version of the character in the later films. But no, they have nothing to do with each other. Weird. Anyway, this nun in training is a wildly unorthodox choice because she's always getting in trouble with her superiors at the convent. One could say she's a flibbertigibbet, or a will-o'-the-wisp, a clown even. But she has visions, some of which involve the very nun whose death they've come to investigate, and the priest is haunted by the ghost of a little boy, the subject of a failed exorcism he oversaw. And wow, how this abbey is cursed. The nuns have to pray 24/7 in order to ward off bad spirits. They work in shifts. The locals, who apparently spend all their time in the grimy village pub, are starting to believe that those pesky spirits are infecting their own lives. They superstitiously spit on the ground a lot. After that setup, it's nothing but mayhem. It's all the haunted house cliches that we expect, with supposedly spooky things popping out at us with the regularity and predictability of a carnival attraction. Doors slowly creak open, radios turn on by themselves, crucifixes nailed to the wall flip upside down. Sometimes they spontaneously combust. Bare feet go pitter-patter in the dark. Shadowy figures appear at the end of long corridors, snuffing out candles as they glide down them. None of this is scary or even remotely interesting. The filmmakers have mistaken physical darkness for visual atmosphere and sheer volume for impact. And the more you see of the nun, the less menacing it becomes. In fact, the only horrifying thing about The Nun is knowing that one day, not long from now, I'll inevitably be sitting in a dark, mostly empty theater, suffering through The Nun 2. Such is my eternal damnation. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.